Lazy Christians, they don't want to hear about doctrine. The teaching of doctrine is very strenuous, arduous, and very unentertaining. That's why people don't want to learn about doctrines.
Exclusive to WelcomeMusic.com.
People don't want to learn about the deep things of Christianity. They want very sugary preaching, and they are getting it. It's all over the place. Very sweet, sweet gospel, sweet news. That's not the work. That's not the work of peace. And that's what St. Paul is talking about in the second reading. Look at the second reading. So when I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you the word of God in lofty words or wisdom, for I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, in much fear and trembling. The men of God you see these days, there is no sign of weakness in them. They present to you a man that has been perfected by God. Everything is good. His hair, his suit, his clothing and all of that. His flamboyance, everything. They tell you this is the glory of the Lord. There is no atom of weakness. There is nothing that you can use to say, this person is lacking in one way. Or they will tell you nothing lacking at all. That is not those who brought the good news to you. Those who brought the good news to you are not men and women of God who are riding in the fanciful cars, who are living in penthouses, who have never known any problem about money or lack in their life. The good news was not brought to you by such people. The good news was brought to you by ordinary Christians who, like salt, disappeared the moment they went to a place where the light has never shone before. The good news was brought to you by people who suffered for it. Said, I came to you in weakness, in much fear and trembling. And my speech and my message were not implausible words of wisdom. In other words, they were not sweet. There was nothing enchanting about the words I used. There was nothing. And if you know Paul, Paul will tell you, Paul couldn't speak. I think 2 Corinthians chapter 9, when Paul would begin to defend himself, some people even accuse him that is it Paul? Paul that can't even talk. Paul couldn't talk. Paul did not have the gift of eloquence. Some people even use it against him. Just as some people confuse eloquence today with speaking the truth. Anybody can be eloquent, but not anybody can be a prophet. Moses was not eloquent. Sometimes Aaron had to even speak for him. I don't want you to allow certain external things to hide the truth for you. Say, I did not speak the word in plausible words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith might not rest in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. If you read 1 Corinthians 1, this is a continuation. I want you to hear this. From verse 18, say, for the word, or from verse 18, say, for Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the word of the cross, or the cross, is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the cleverness of the clever I will thwart. Where is the wise man? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand miracles, and Greeks demand wisdom. But here we are, preaching Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly to the Gentiles. The Jews are asking for miracle. The Gentiles, that is the Greeks, who are given to mental gymnastics, they are looking for wise words. Your allocation depends on your location. They are looking for sweet words. If you do not perspire to aspire, you will expire and disappear. They are looking for words. If things are tight for you, check your tight. They are looking for words. Your offering will take away your suffering. They are looking for nice words. They were looking for wisdom, human wisdom, enchanting philosophical theories. Why the Jews were looking for miracles. But St. Paul said, here we are preaching what? Christ Jesus. And he said, and I choose deliberately not to use any word that will diminish the ugliness of the cross. Any preaching that diminishes the ugliness of the cross, no matter how lofty it sounds, is an antichrist preaching. That's what St. Paul is contending with 1 Corinthians 1, up to 2 that you read today.
Sign up with the largest community of Catholics online. Make new friends, chat, post pictures and videos, make and receive audios and video calls, interact with lots of priests and religions. Download the app from Google Play Store.